On any given day, there is probably a film or TV crew working somewhere in Georgia. We've even caught a few crews in our own building at GPB. But what are they working on? Let's go on set in Georgia.
Here we go. Movie!
Made in Georgia!
We make films.
Movies?
Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Joining me yet again this morning is Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Jennifer Brett. She writes the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. Jennifer, it's good to see you.
Good morning.
And I understand we have a bit of a headline this morning.
Yes, some breaking news for you.
Very historic and in some ways legendary Pinewood Studios has been sold.
Yeah, AJC.com reports right now. My colleague Scott Truby is actually on this. This is brand new news to us, so please keep with us for details. Pinewood has agreed to sell itself to an investment group. This is the huge studio empire that operates, of course, their headquartered in London, and they've got this huge new and growing facility down in Fayette County. So this is interesting. It's a deal estimated at $420 million. Not expected to have a huge impact on the day-to-day logistics. So if you're driving down that way.
And you pass the airport and then you get toward Pinewood.
Yeah, and there's Spider-Man's filming there right now. Previous projects there have included Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain America.
And as you said, they're expanding because they're planning a $700 million project?
Yes, this is, it's going to be like a little city, because so many projects are filming there now, and, there's just like this enormous infrastructure that needs to come in when they crank up. So, a huge new project that's going to include residences, shops, restaurants, hotels, healthcare facilities. Right now, I got to take a tour of the campus when Ant-Man was filming, and they have their very own Home Depot on property that just serves their need. As you can imagine, they need a lot of lumber, gadgetry, electrical stuff, and so that's a Home Depot that services them particularly. I would not be surprised if we see a lot more retail operations opening up with the studio in mind to specifically meet their needs. And of course, you got all these people who need to truck down there. You gotta have some place for them to stay, right? So I would imagine that in years' time, it's going to be like a little Pinewood Village.
Well, since you mentioned Spider-Man, let's talk about that. We've seen a number of Marvel films here. The latest Spider-Man movie is one of them. The last that we saw Spider-Man in the new version and the youngest version yet, it was Tom Holland, and he showed up in Captain America: Civil War. So here's a bit of that where he's interacting with Robert Downey Jr.
You're the Spider-ling, crime-fighting spider. You're Spider-Boy?
Spider-Man.
Not in that onesie, you're not.
It's not a onesie.
Who else knows? Anybody?
Nobody.
Not even your unusually attractive aunt?
No. No, 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 no.
Okay, so Spider-Man Homecoming is filming here. What do we know about this project?
Yeah, this is Tom Holland has been keeping fans apprised via his Instagram page. He actually posted the Spidey selfie the other day. It was kind of funny. They've been filming on location and now have gone back inside. It's like a million degrees outside right now. Not so great to be filming in a onesie, as Robert Downey Jr. said. Robert Downey Jr., Marissa Tomei, who plays his unusually attractive aunt, back here with us. That's cranking up, and they've been filming for a number of weeks now, just about ready to see that come together. Coming up next, Black Panther also made his debut in Captain America: Civil War. This is going to star Chadwick Boseman in the title role. He played James Brown in Get On Up a few years ago, which was set here but not filmed here. He also played Jackie Robinson in 42 a few years ago. Now, that movie was filmed here, so welcome back to town to Chadwick Boseman. I'm really excited about this one because the director of this is Ryan Coogler. He teams back up with Michael B. Jordan, who was the star of Creed, for this project as well. Lupita Nyong'o has also signed on. So very exciting to see all this come together.
Okay, so let's talk about something that's not a superhero project for once. We're like the superhero state here. Jason Bateman, who many people know from Arrested Development, is working on a Netflix project, and it's called Ozark. They're filming at Lake Allatoona. And again, like I said, Jason Bateman, most people know because of Arrested Development.
Buster is a grown man. He can make his own decisions. Why don't you ask Buster what he wants?
Michael, I want to go with Mom.
You said that she shoots you down.
I was just trying to fit in.
You were flying today, buddy.
Yes, I was flying.
But a little too close to the sun.
You let him go in the sun?
So the fourth season of Arrested Development was picked up by Netflix. It looks like Netflix likes Jason Bateman.
Yeah, they like him a lot. They've given him the keys to this kingdom. He's going to star in, direct, and executive produce the new project called Ozark. It's a little bit darker, a little less emotional and touchy-feely, possibly, than Arrested Development. It's about drug laundering operations that happen around the Lake of the Ozark. Of course, Lake Altoona is playing the role of
that. Yeah, because the Ozark Mountains are in Arkansas and Missouri,
yeah,
not
here.
Georgia, last I checked.
Yeah, but he's... right, exactly. But he is down here. He's been here a number of times in the past. He filmed Identity Thief with Melissa McCarthy and Change Up with Ryan Reynolds, so no stranger to our town. Welcome back, Jason Bateman, spotted at Turner Field the other day cheering on the Braves, so I hope he's feeling right at home.
My guest is Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Jennifer Brett. She also writes the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. Before we leave the subject of Jason Bateman, he's also starring in this film called Office Christmas Party. It was also filmed in Georgia. I mean, you should just buy a house here.
You should.
The trailer was just released. Let's listen to a little bit.
Have a few drinks. Blow off a little steam. Nothing crazy.
Merry Christmas, Jeremy.
This is a sample cheese board for a holiday mixer tonight.
I'm sorry, you're having a Christmas party tonight?
It's not happening.
All right, it's canceled.
Hey, idiot, I'm looking right at you.
I'm telling you, the thing is not happening at all.
That's from the film Office Christmas Party. That was Jennifer Aniston's voice in there, if you recognize that. What about this film?
And also Kate McKinnon, who's in the Ghostbusters reboot. This comes out right before Christmas, so they just released the trailer. It was filmed in downtown Atlanta, although it is set in Chicago. It's kind of funny. They were filming it while it was quite warm, and yet they were all bundled up in coats and had fake snow everywhere. So it's going to be fun to look out for Atlanta skylines, even though it's supposedly set in Chicago. This one looks like the kind of movie you want to see when maybe, you know, Christmas shopping is kind of driving you nuts and your family's on the way and you just need a little escape. It doesn't look like it's going to be a real, you know, art house
favorite.
It's not
Schindler's List.
No.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a good thing to watch with some popcorn and just let your mind coast for a little while. But yeah, Jason Bateman is in this one as well, as is Jennifer Aniston. Again, no stranger to Atlanta. She was in Mother's Day earlier this year. Oh, stars next in Yellowbird, so no stranger to us.
Okay, so you mentioned Ghostbusters, and another not stranger to Atlanta, because she was in Identity Thief, is Melissa McCarthy. She and her husband are teaming up for a movie that will also be filmed here. So what is this movie?
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone team up for Life of the Party. Once again, he directs, she stars. Her last project here, I think, was The Boss, right?
She starred
as Michelle Darnell. He was in What to Expect When You're Expecting years ago, ensemble comedy. Don't know a lot about this one yet. It's been sort of likened to the Rodney Dangerfield movie, Back to School, from a few years ago. So interesting to see.
It wasn't just a few years ago.
You know,
it was a long time ago, Jennifer. Come on now.
You know, I'm just trying to keep it current. And so, you know, looking forward to seeing them come back. She always has a big time when she's down here. They were spotted again at Turner Field a few years ago cheering on the Braves. So maybe they'll show back up while they're still down there.
Okay, let's talk about two films, a film series and TV series that are coming to a close. First, the film series shot in Atlanta. This is the Divergent series.
You both have a big decision to make today. I'm sure your parents will support whatever choice you make.
That's not supposed to be a choice. The test should tell us what to do.
You're still free to choose.
But you don't really want that.
I want you to choose who you truly are.
Okay, that's from the first Divergent film. It's going to be going from the big screen to the small screen, right? It ends as a TV series shot in Georgia? That's so weird.
This is sort of interesting. I don't know if this communicates perhaps the whole teen dystopian thing has sort of run its course, because of course we had the Hunger Games and then
Maze
Runner and now Divergent. And so the last Divergent is they split it into two parts, which, you know, they do that with a lot of these trilogies. They make them
the final episode
what's after a trilogy, quadrupology.
Yeah.
You know, they did that with the Hunger Games series, also with Twilight. And so apparently they decided that maybe a small screen project was a better fit.
Okay. Well, one more. We have to bid farewell to the TV series The Vampire Diaries. That TV series was shot in Covington.
I knew what I was risking when I didn't leave town, but I figured you're not self-destructive enough to kill the sheriff's ex-husband.
Makes you the third person to underestimate me today.
And the transcript just says, sound of guy getting attacked by vampire.
That's accurate.
Yeah, exactly. This one, are we also coming to the end of our vampire undead?
Not exactly. Even though the Vampire Diaries, I guess, has a stake in its heart after this season, the originals apparently lives on. This is the spinoff. And this film's out sort of eastbound and down as well. I see a lot of casting calls that are directing people out that way. Also does some work in Madison. One retail outlet I want to give a shout out to is Scoop's Ice Cream. This is the ice cream store on the little Covington Town Square. Apparently, that was a big favorite with the Vampire Diaries cast. So hopefully they'll find some new movie stars to come in.
Apparently they don't have garlic ice cream. I've been speaking with Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Jennifer Brett. She also writes the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. It's always great to see you.
See you soon.